This is Tatooine Sons, a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Be sure to listen to the galaxy's greatest Star Wars podcasts, including Talk Star Wars, Tumbling Sabers Podcast, Generation X-Wing, Rogue Squadron Podcast, Skyhoppers Podcast, The Nerd Room, San Diego Sabers Radio Podcast, and Less Than 12 Parsecs Podcast. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.
Star Wars fans to... I've already messed up.
It's okay. Keep going. We're live. Go.
Welcome, Star Wars fans, to episode 45 of Tatooine Sons. He's been legendary since the Star Wars Holiday Special in 1978, but now we might be forced to accept that Boba Fett is dead. We'll discuss this possibility along with the future of the Star Wars anthology films. Plus, we review episode 4 of Resistance, Fuel for the Fire, and preview episode 5, The High Tower. He's no good to me dead. It's time for Tatooine Sons.
Hey, Baby Nate.
What?
You're still awesome, even if you made a mistake. We still love you.
The Force is strong in my family.
I am your father.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars. From the unique perspective of a father sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his two sons. I am BB Nate, and I'm joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
Achoo-choo Star Wars fans, thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, then you don't get to see my brother messing up.
That wasn't very nice.
I was a little, I didn't have time to think. I just had to come up with it. Although, I don't think you've ever done that before.
He has never done that on a live episode. And there's another thing I noticed. When we started this podcast 10 months ago, your voice was at a different register. You've, gone through puberty over the last 10 months, and your voice is much lower now. And so it's funny. We've got to re-record that opening. That's
and
funny.
Of course, you can't have Star Wars without bizarre father figures. So on that note, here's my dad, the Bowtie Jedi guy.
Hi, guys.
Hi. What's up?
We've been up and going nonstop all day, and we're pretty tired, aren't we?
Yeah.
And I didn't sleep last night.
And you didn't sleep good last night. So I've been up since 4 a.m. You guys, since about 6. We had a bunch of work and stuff that we had to do at church today. Came back, ate lunch, been ready to have somebody come and look at the townhouse that we've been renting. They're to look to rent it out from underneath us. Actually, that's not true. So we've got announcements to make, but we'll make that announcement in just a second. Before we get to the announcement that I was just alluding to, we've got some really exciting news that I'm going to announce. So I guess we'll start with some happy beeps.
Happy beeps.
Yeah. So we're going to Lucasfilm, dudes.
Woo! That's it, me. I'm all excited. It's like, woo.
I don't know. It's hard to know what to do. We're going to Lucasfilm headquarters. So Matt Martin. So the story goes like this. Matt Martin, we met him at the San Diego Comic-Con Star Wars creators meetup that we went to, I guess, when was that?
July? When the San Diego Comic-Con was going on.
Is that July? Oh, no. I don't know what that means. Three, 4 months ago.
Yes.
July sometime. I think June or July. Anyway, whenever San Diego Comic Con is. And we talked with him. And we shared the story of Turbis the Porg. And he remembered a little bit of it. So we showed him the video so he knew more about it. So he got the whole Turbis, the full-on onslaught of Turbis. And
he's probably a little overwhelmed.
It was a little overwhelming.
When we tell people that story, it gets a little crazy.
Yeah, they look a little shell-shocked sometimes because we're like, did you hear about Turbis? And they're like, what are you talking about? And then we end up...
And then they start slowly backing away to the door.
Exactly, yeah. So Matt was really gracious. And you never know when these types of statements are made if they're just a really kind thing to say and they're hoping they never take you up onto it. But if you say this kind of stuff to us, we're going to try to take you up on it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just the way it goes. So Matt said, hey, if you guys are ever up in the Bay Area, let me know. I'll get you in and we'll do a little tour of Lucasfilm. And so last weekend, we had some decisions to make over the last couple of weeks. We'll talk about those in a minute. One of those decisions has to do with how much longer we're going to be in California. And so when we started talking about that, and the possibility was, or the probability was high that we were no longer going to be in California for much longer, we realized if we're going to take up Mr. Martin, from Lucasfilm Story Group up on his offer to come tour Lucasfilm, then we better jump on that and do that. So I sent him a Twitter message, and he responded really graciously. And so not this week, but the following week, we're going to Lucasfilm. He's going to give us a little tour sometime in the first week in November. So, BB Navy, you excited about this?
Yes, I am.
You're going to be wearing your Make Turbis Cannon t-shirt?
I think we all are.
We all are. We're going to be throwing around those stickers that we've got, like confetti.
Like, everyone is going to know. Everyone at Lucasfilm is going to be
Even if we don't have a chance to talk to them, we just, like, hand them things.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me, I'm sorry. Do you have anything to do with Star Wars? Here's a Turbis here.
We just leave them on counters.
Wait, you're the post... You're the UPS man that's delivering some packages? Here's a Make Turbis Cannon sticker. So.
Or if they have a coffee station.
A coffee station will stick them on all the mugs.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's going to be, like...
It's going to be...
It's going to be intense. I hope they're ready for us. I mean, we're going to be really respectful.
Cover the whole mirror in the back.
No, we're not going to do that kind of stuff. Okay. Let's be honest. We'll be really respectful. Yeah. We really are. But at the same time, this is kind of one of those, like, pinch yourself once in a lifetime opportunities to get to walk around Lucasfilm Studio. And, you know, just to be there is going to be awesome.
And not only go there, but be given, like, a tour by Matt Martin.
From Lucasfilm Story Group. And Matt has been... in the news.
He has, and I've heard about this.
Which one are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about that. He said that Boss...
we'll come back to that in a second. Okay.
Is this a hot
thing? No, Nate's prepared. He's been keeping up on the Star Wars news.
I've been a little busy, so...
Yeah, Sam... So if you don't know, Sam's working about 20 to 25 hours a week, depending on the week, plus taking a full load of senior year high school stuff.
ACT
and have his ACT, so he's been doing ACT prep. But ACT was yesterday. How'd that go?
We'll see.
That's always the way he answers it. It went, you know, I think it went real well.
I mean, it felt fine, but you never know until we get the scores in. So.
Exactly. So
I'm just glad to have that off my plate.
Absolutely. So, so it's been a little bit crazy. So we're real excited about going to Lucasfilm. So, you know, we're going to go, and you know what's going to happen. We're going to walk up there, and George Lucas is going to be visiting that day. Yeah. And Kathleen Kennedy will be visiting that
Ryan
day.
And Ryan Johnson.
And Ryan Johnson. Yeah. And then we're going to have the conversation about Turbis the Port.
Maybe Mark Hamill, too.
Mark Hamill will be there because, you know, why not?
Right.
And Harrison Ford, while we're at it. Exactly. And then next thing you know, we're going to be... having a conversation about Turbis the Porg, and they're going to be like, well, why don't we go ahead and just, like, make this officially canon right now, and then Andy Gutierrez and Anthony Carboni from the Star Wars show will come out, and we'll actually go and record a segment for the show, and they officially make Turbis the Porg. All of this is in our own headcanon, and if we've learned anything about headcanon in Star Wars over the last
happens.
Year, yeah.
Especially with Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. If Ryan Johnson's involved at all, there's probably no basis for the headcanon, so but anyway, we're going to have fun and let things go as they want. So keep
fun thing, though. So Anthony Carboni, I was watching this video. If you guys don't know, I like enjoy doing magic tricks and card tricks and things like that. And I was watching this video on like things, and I don't know what this has to do with it, but it was like how to eat glass, like glass bulbs or whatever.
Okay.
Apparently, like some famous sideshow thing. And it's, you know, I've watched this channel before, and on the video. He's showing it to this one guy, and I'm like, this guy looks really familiar. Where do I know him? And I'm like, that's Anthony from the Star Wars show.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He actually ate glass.
Oh, my. Anthony Carboni ate glass?
He ate glass.
That's just weird. Maybe he could tell you how to do that if we run into him somewhere.
Oh, I know how to. I should
very carefully. That's how you do it.
Pretty much that's the technique. But I should ask him, like, I should, like, allude to that, see if he remembers.
Yeah.
That'd be really vague. Anyway. Yeah. That was
BB Nate's not into magic, really. He's into like help being the guinea pig audience for Sam.
Yeah, a lot.
Not got much to say this morning or this afternoon,
whatever time it is.
He's been up since like 6 o'clock. He's exhausted. So, all right, I guess we got big news to announce. There has been some changes that have been afoot. What are you staring at?
I think there's a fly up there.
There's a fly. Okay. So we've got changes afoot, so it's time to make some announcements.
I felt a great disturbance in the force.
There has been a great disturbance in the force. So about a month ago, BB Nate and I got back from Israel, and then I lost my job. So,
straight to the point.
Yeah. So, you know, the nonprofit world can be ups and downs, and when the downs come, you know, That's the way it works. So we've been trying to decide what to do with our existence. Are we staying in California? Are we going to California or Colorado? Excuse me, already in California, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to California. Yeah, hold on. California.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, we're all tired, like you can say.
Exactly. Or whether or not we're going back to Colorado, which is home, Rocky Mountain High for us. Or whether or not we were going to end up somewhere else. And at the end of last week, the decision was made. We're going back to Colorado. So that's pretty cool. You guys, it's kind of a weird situation for both of you because that's the place you remember living most of your life.
Yeah. I mean, we did live most of our lives there. So.
Especially BB Nate. But yeah. The reality is neither of you were born there.
Nope.
I guess we're both born in Alabama. And then when Nathan was like 5-6 months old, we moved back to Colorado. Do you remember at all, Sam, living in Alabama yourself? Like before we moved? You were like 4 when we moved.
No.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
It's also been proven that any memories you think you know before you were 4 are actually not true.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I remember that I was at Legoland and Dad and I went to an Indiana Jones Lego movie while you guys went to go ride the dragon ride. That was before I was 4.
I think he's right.
That's true. I remember that. And we
so
went
maybe
to
your whole theory is gone.
Screw science.
All right. That's... A little aggressive there, Nate. All right. So, yeah, so we're going back to Colorado.
Anyway.
So the weekend before Thanksgiving, we hop in the truck and the cars or whatever we're going to end up doing and making the trek from California to Colorado and hopefully get settled in before Thanksgiving at Grammy's house. Then we'll go from there. So you guys kind of excited about getting back to Colorado a little bit now that the decision's made and we're not, like, thinking about what to do?
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm not excited for the moving part.
Yeah, I hate moving. I hate packing.
I hate cleaning a lot.
Yeah.
It's tiring.
Yeah. I don't mind the going to Colorado. It's the pre-work.
Okay, so let's just get past the whole packing in the next two, three weeks. Let's get to actually being in Colorado. You excited about the fact that we'll be in Colorado a little bit? Got some friends there. We got, you know, all of our favorite places that we used to hang out and go do things.
And we don't have to pack up in, like... 7 days or whatever.
We did it in 4 days once.
Yeah. That was when we moved...
Into an RV.
Yeah, into an RV.
That's a whole other story.
Literally...
I don't know if our fan base is really ready for that story yet.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to relive it.
No.
Oh, God, no.
But let's just say we moved out of our house in 4 days. That's everything.
Meanwhile, Sam, being at like 12, 13 years old at most, sold everything in our house over...
Pretty much all of our
house. While Christy and I were out of town...
Uh-huh.
It was him, BB Nate, and Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
Grammy was watching them at the house. It was we decided it was we had to move. We were renting our house out to someone else, and it was a Friday that the decision was made, Thursday that the decision was made, and there was a community wide garage sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And by the time we came back, all of our furniture and all of our worldly possessions were gone, and Samuel the Hutt had sold them all.
Because
and he was like 11 or 12.
It's because I'm so cute. I sold like. 4 or 5 things.
You did too. You did great.
I did great.
I just think they didn't want to say no to a little kid.
I also
just give him the big eyes.
We also sold all of our games and the Wii console for $60.
No, it was less than that. It was like 20.
The people around the street, I remember that. All right, so we haven't talked about any Star Wars yet, and we're 15 minutes into this.
Nope.
Almost, so. Well, I mean, there is Lego Star Wars on the Wii, and we had that, so...
There we go, okay.
But we did talk about Lucasfilm.
Oh, yeah, we did. You're correct. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Patreon. We can use your Patreon support. We would love for you to be a part of this community. We're going to try to get back in track on the rewards and all that stuff. So if you are a Patreon supporter, thank you so much for that. You guys really are... what helps us do this every single week, and we'd love to have more of you guys be Patreon supporter. Another thing I'm going to ask is we need some reviews. You know, we're stuck right now on iTunes, and I'm specifically talking to you people that listen to us on your phone, your iPhone, that have access to iTunes, because iTunes is really like the mother, the mothership for podcasting. It's where most podcasts are listened to, and all the ratings seem to come off of what happens on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. And so we are sitting at 44 ratings with 4.5 stars, which is pretty good for 44 ratings, I would say. I mean, out of 5 stars.
We had negative.
We have 2 1-star reviews. Can you believe that? I mean, are we really that lame?
Or are they just 1-star?
Just 1-star, yeah. I don't know.
No basis.
Uh-uh. No.
Maybe they thought it was like a different scale. Like...
One was great.
Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah, we're going to accept that as being the reality.
Because there's no way anyone could not like us.
Right? So,
Probably going to get another one star. Yeah, no,
we're going to get a whole slew of one stars. Yeah. we've got 23 reviews. That's it. So it's when it comes down to stars and reviews, ratings and reviews, we're down to, we only have 23 reviews. So we're trying to get to 25 this week. So if there's two of you, if you're on listening to this podcast right now, we've got 1,000 plus people that listen to our podcast every single week. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you use an iPhone, then I'm going to ask you to do me a quick favor. Pause it right now. Go into your Apple Podcasts. Find Tatooine Sons. Give us a 5-star review. A rating. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. And then give us, you know, a couple sentence review talking about what you think about our podcast. It would really mean a great deal to us. We'll consider it an early Christmas present from you. So anyway, so that's cool. So cool. You guys ready to talk about our last week's podcast or 2 weeks ago? Because last week was a flashback episode.
Correct.
Because we were dealing
with a poll, which was way back when.
I guess so. Yeah. Podcast poll of the week. Let's see what the results were.
Are you brainless?
I never ask that question until after I've done it.
What?
No! All right, so the last, most recent episode we recorded is the right way to word that. Yeah, that's a good one. the podcast poll was, who is the Mandalorian? If you guys recall, 2 episodes ago, it was all about the Mandalorian, Jon Favreau stuff. Since then, George Lucas showed up on the set to wish Jon Favreau a happy birthday. Of course, Dave Filoni was there because he's directing the first episode. And
was the first one? I thought it was just one.
No, he's directing the first one. They were all three together, taking a photo together. It was pretty awesome. So we asked on our last podcast poll of the week, who is the Mandalorian? We had four possibilities. We had Boba Fett. We had Tristan Wren, Sabine Wren's brother, right? And then, of course, we had Sabine Wren. Because there were some people that were speculating that. And a new character. Now, before we get into what you guys thought, listeners, I want to ask Vivi Nate and Samuel the Hutt, what do you guys, if you were to pick one of those four, don't just go with what you know the results are. Pick what you actually think. Go for it.
Well, I would like to say, since they're not doing a Boba Fett movie, Boba Fett, but I would most likely say a new character.
You say a new character? Yeah, you're getting ahead of the game because that's like a major topic later about the Boba Fett movie.
I know. I'm just interesting people to see what the topic is going to be.
Oh, you're teasing them.
Yes.
Like I said, now you just gave it all away.
I did. All right, Samuel, who do you think it is?
Oh, I've always thought it's a new character. Yeah, I think you with this you just make it a new guy. Adds to the mystery too.
Okay, I think you're probably right, but do you think we'll see some of these other characters from Clone Wars, Rebels? Some of these other, you know, Mandalorian era or characters being brought into the storyline. Do you guys expect that?
Yeah, but I feel like it's going to be more difficult because now you have to transition from animated to live action.
I know.
So you have to find actors who look the same and sound relatively the same, which is a whole new can of worms. So, while I think it would be cool, I feel like it'd be difficult to bring in characters from animated series. Or animated movies.
Or just Pull Ray Park.
Pull Ray Park, yeah, they did the voiceover thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could, but it'd have to be like a short cameo because that's tough to do for like an extended amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, interesting.
Just my thoughts on it. What about you?
Me personally, like I said, I think it's a new character. As far as bringing the other characters in, I think that they're gonna try to pull. With Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau as tied into this as possible, and Jon Favreau having played one of those animated characters, I think that they want to pull in all of the Clone Wars stuff, all the Rebels stuff. They've got that whole backstory they want to fill in. They want to talk about what happens after the end of Rebels and the end of the Galactic Civil War. We don't know what's going on with Mandalore in that whole period, but everything about the Mandalorian is the results of the Galactic Civil War and what to do with Mandalore. So there's a whole bunch of stories and there's a whole bunch of characters that we can pull from that.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's that. All right, so we're going to start something a little different. Before we get into our traditional hot takes, we're going to start talking a little bit more Resistance on a regular basis. You know, there's other, you know, Star Wars Underworld and some of the other podcasts out there. They've got like extra shows that they do about that. We're not going to have the time space to be able to do that with everything going on in
especially
our lives.
Especially now.
Exactly. But we do plan on making sure we talk about Resistance every single week, because the animated Star Wars content has been a really huge part of your guys' fandom.
Oh, absolutely.
With it. So let's do a quick review of last week's. I don't even have a sound effect yet. I need to create a sound effect for this. Let's see, do I have a sound effect that I've been hiding in here?
You need to go home and rethink your life.
There we go.
I want to go home and rethink my life.
Or there could be this one.
This is not going to go the way you think.
All right, so episode 4 of Star Wars Resistance, which BB Nate questioned a little bit earlier, thought that was episode 3. I had explained to him that the first episode, The Recruit, which we thought would be better titled The Pilot.
That's true.
Because it was The Pilot. And Matt Martin actually agreed with us.
See?
On that. He says that I tweeted out that Lucasfilm and Disney missed a really huge opportunity to call the first episode of Star Wars Resistance The Pilot, because it's The Pilot.
And he even talks about him being the best pilot in the galaxy.
Exactly. And Matt Martin agreed with me, and he replied back, and he's like, you know what, absolutely, they totally blew that.
They should just hire me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you. Or not even hire me. Just have me intern. I'd be
so anyway, The Recruit was actually 2 episodes, 2 20-minute episodes. And so that meant last week's episode, episode 4, Fuel for the Fire, was, like I said, episode 4. You know, and it's easy to get confused with episodic stuff when it comes to Star Wars. They do things a little bit out of order and crazy.
So it's just par for the course.
It could have been episode 47, for all we know.
It's like Clone Wars. Clone Wars was doing the same thing.
Clone Wars did it too.
That's right. It's just par for the course.
All right. Let's review what it was about. It was titled Fuel for the Fire. This is the official synopsis from Lucasfilm Disney. Still struggling to fit in as a mechanic at Yeager's repair shop, Kaz is befriended by the young racer Jace Ruckland, who's played by everyone's favorite hobbit.
Frodo
Baggins, Elijah Wood.
I didn't like his character.
You didn't like Jace? We'll talk about that in a minute. And his associates. Having gained Kaz's trust after staging a rescue during a swoop bike ocean race. I like swoop bikes. Ruckland convinces Kaz to let him visit Yeager's trophy room under the pretext of seeing Yeager's racer. Ruckland steals a bottle of Corellian hyperfuel for his racer.
Hot sauce.
Upon learning of the theft and the volatile nature of the hyperfuel... I feel like we've done something, seen something Star Wars related to hyperfuel and Corellian.
I know. Just, so I feel like it's like this.
I don't know. Kaz saves Ruckland's life, but earns the enmity. That's a big word right there. I mean, it's not a big word. It's only like 6 letters, 7 letters.
But it's a $5 word.
But it is a $5 word. Enmity of the young racer and his friends. Despite his unsatisfactory performance, Yeager gives Kaz a second chance because he views him as a good person who saved Ruckland from himself. So, I should have done this before. If you have not seen episode 4, that was a spoiler. But the reason that we waited so long to actually start back up on the Star Wars Resistance stuff was we realized we were spoiling this for a lot of people because we thought that they could watch, that they were getting all of them at the same time as us, and they weren't. So we were trying to avoid that and letting people get ahead. So I apologize.
I thought I read somewhere that it was going to be a 2-hour premiere of Resistance.
Yeah, we believe that. So anyway, so let's talk about this Fuel for the Fire. Enmity? Division. Let's see if I can retranslate where that word went. Yeah. Yeah, the animosity, the hatred, the opposition.
Negative.
Of, yeah, it's negative. It's a negative word, yeah. Absolutely. So, we'll start with you, BB Nate. What did you think about Fuel for the Fire?
Well, I would say it's a filler episode. Because this one, the episode that we'll talk about in, like, maybe 5 minutes, is going to be a very plot-heavy episode, from what I'm understanding. So
what?
Yeah, the High Tower.
Hmm. We're not talking about that one yet. So let's talk about episode 4.
And that's why I'm trying to get back on track for that. Right. So this was a filler episode because I feel like they were trying to introduce Jace, but he stole the hot sauce and Kaz saved him. Woo.
No, I think there's a lot more to the story, but I'll come back to that in a second. BB or Samuel the Hutt, go.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with it sort of feels like a filler episode but every series has them. But I feel like if you look past it a little bit, it's not as much of a filler. Just right on the surface, they're talking about hyperfuel, which was like the main plot device in Solo. So that's something right there.
Yeah. Carillion hyperfuel.
Correct. Yeah, even
maybe then. This is actually hyperfuel that was part of the deal that went bad at the beginning of Solo, when Solo lost the whatever is it?
I mean, maybe. I feel like it's another.
Does hyperfuel last that long?
Sure, why not? Anyway, well, I mean, it's Star Wars, man. People get cut in half and survive.
So. That's true.
All right.
But, you know, I think it's really starting to set up Yeager's story. First off, it shows that he was a racer and a really good one with a really good ship. Why is he not using that ship and he's using the fireball?
That's true,
too. That's one thing.
That's very good.
We see a, you know, when they're snooping around Yeager's trophy room, they see a holo photo of him and his family. What it went up behind,
which that in itself is a revelation.
Yeah,
he had a family and that kind of thing.
And then you see that they're clearly, I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, they're in Blackspire.
Blackspire on Bastion Batuu.
So we're linking back to that again. Then you also see a picture of him with other rebellion pilots on the Battle of Jakku.
Yep.
So there's a lot of stuff in there that needs to be cleared up, story-wise.
You know what would be cool? If Rey was wearing the helmet of Yeager.
Yeager's helmet?
No, she's wearing a helmet that I think...
It was on.
They said that the basic, the writing on it says Rey or something. That's where she took her name or something. I don't know. If you're listening to this,
I think it was more like it was a part of a special squad.
I could see Yeager being a part of a special squad.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
Maybe he was part of Alphabet Squad.
Yeah. Could be. That would be. And I think we talked about that maybe on The Mandalorian. I think I mentioned that maybe he's part of the Alphabet Squadron.
Yeah.
Actually, we talked about Snaps being part of that, but I'm not sure if we talked about Yeager.
Yeager would be. That would be cool.
That would be
they could tie that in easy, too.
That would be great.
And I remember that the helmet was blue.
That's true. I'm actually. This is my favorite episode of all of them so far. Yeager's my favorite character. Of all of them, and I feel like this episode was anything but filler. I think that this was actually really important. I feel like Recruit was all about setting up the main good guy characters in the storyline. And then, what was the name of the second one? The Three Devils or something?
Triple Dark.
I got a Three Devils. I got three.
You got a three
and a D word, so I guess that's pretty good seeing what we've been going through the last few...
Happy babies.
So anyway, Triple Dark, it was setting up the bad guys for the series. Mm-hmm. So you were just introducing those bad guys.
That one was probably my favorite.
I think that this one, Fuel for the Fire, is the first time we actually start to see some plot character development. Not just with Kaz, but with Yeager. And I think Yeager's going to be a really special character in this. He is the Kanan Jarrus of this storyline. And I think that we're going to fall in love with him in a different way. He's not a Jedi. He's got a much more complex story, I think, than Kanan. Kanan was a Jedi. He was a Padawan. He had to go on the run.
He was a survivor.
Of the, exactly. I mean, that's great, but we kind of know that.
That's great.
Once we find out he's a Jedi, you know his story.
Yeah.
For the most part. We don't know Yeager's story at all. Yeah. We have no idea where he's coming from on this. So I'm excited about that. So, so that was good. So we've got a new episode that's coming out. It's actually out on Disney Now app. And I think sometime after we finish up this recording, we plan it. Or this live show, too, by the way. It's live. If you're listening to us right now live, and you know that. If you're not, then we record
it. I would hope they'd know that.
That'd be kind of cool. But anyway... The name of the episode is The High Tower, and let's get the super super quick teaser description of it. The High Tower. The First Order arrives at the platform for mysterious reasons, and Kaz and BB-8 are determined to sneak into the tower to find out what they want. So that seems to allude to the fact exactly that the First Order is actually meeting with someone in the High Tower. And that's what we've got going on in that.
We still don't know the timeline for this show, do we?
We know it's not too far before Force Awakens stuff. It's pretty close before.
Really? Because Poe Dameron doesn't seem like he's... People don't...
He's already Commander Dameron, so...
Mm. Okay.
In this, so...
Yeah, I feel like... Now that I think about it, it can't... Yeah, it doesn't
Can't be
like
dramatically it. Before. Because they're finding out Starkiller. We saw that spoiler.
Yeah,
Hold on. We already start seeing Starkiller Base.
Yeah. I say no more than 5 years.
Less than that, I think.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a clip. they were, you know, they did this with Rebels every week. They would release sort of a sneak peek for you to get a feel for what was going to happen in the episode. So we've got the audio of that. You guys want to hear it? It's called Doza's Secret. Now, BB Nate, you've already seen this, right?
I think so.
Okay, Sam, you haven't.
No, I haven't seen it.
To you guys.
I recorded it, but I didn't pay any attention to it. So this will be basically the first time for me. So, all right, here we go.
Yeah, it's fun. Really, really, really fun.
I feel like I'm blinking with my eyes open.
Without any power, I can't get anything done.
How long is this going to keep up?
This isn't accidental. I know who's behind this. Captain Doza. I think he's one of them, sitting up there in his high tower. They have power up there. We don't.
What are you talking about?
Isn't it obvious? You see the ships coming to visit him at night? Doza is part of the First Order.
Wow.
Still, it was, that probably would have been easier to...
To see?
To figure out by seeing.
It was like a weird audiobook.
It was.
A really weird audiobook.
But it was fun doing it that way, because you pay attention to things differently.
That's true.
But the basic idea is, I guess, is Tora Doza... That's the girl, right?
I think Tora Doza is the girl.
Okay, you can keep going.
No, you go. That's Tora Doza. That's the daughter, right?
That's who?
The girl. The racer.
Mm-hmm. The guy that Kaz, the girl,
and
that
she
Kaz
was in that room, right? She was there, right? Wasn't she? She wasn't there. Okay,
The girl that was speaking was Aunt Z.
Yeah,
No, but before that, earlier in the clip. Anyway, okay. So what we find out is that there's some kind of a power outage on the rest of the planet, the Colossus, but the tower still has power, and the First Order, Aunt Z thinks the First Order is connected to the tower. And
but you also have to keep in mind. I'm sure you know this, that Tora Doza's father is also there, so she might be referring to her.
Well, let's say they said Captain Doza, so
that's probably
the dad that they're worrying about. Yeah, I don't think Tora Doza is First Order, but there's this speculation now that Captain Doza, her dad, is, which is going to add some really interesting stuff, because I don't think Tora Doza is going to want to go First Order.
Maybe Tora Doza starts helping Kaz with his
mission. The spying and the mission. Very good, God, being made.
Like a very Sabine-esque
character. Sabine-esque character. Yeah, that's true. Hey, and it is Tora. There we go. See, we got a good friend. Let's just stop here for a second and acknowledge the fun of doing this show live. Yoda Bauer has been one of our closest like fans and supporters all along. In fact, she's just been awesome for us. And she's out here. She's tweeting and she's answering some of our questions. So, Rey's, the helmet that Rey wears in Jakku actually has in basic R-A-E, Rey. Which is interesting. And then it's 6 months before... She's waving. See that? She just waved. 6 months before The Force Awakens is what it's been confirmed as.
The
Resistance episodes.
Really?
Wow.
That's pretty really close.
And it's Tora. T-O-R-R-A. Which I'm a big fan of that word because it's actually this, you know... T-O-R-A.
Is that how they spell it? I thought there was an H at the end.
It is. It's T-O-R-A-H. But that's a big deal. But anyway, if you know what we're talking about, then that's cool. But it's... All right. So what do you guys think is going to happen? Any crazy predictions for the Hightower episode?
Not really. I guess I'll have to watch it.
Obviously. We will have to watch
it. They're actually smuggling in shipments of porgs because they're a fine delicacy.
So are we doing the predictions sure to go wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
During this week, I was about to suggest that we have to do that for Resistance sometime.
I mean, well, they got those cantinas and stuff, and apparently porgs look like a nice little chicken dinner, so...
Oh, we're not doing this. We're not doing this.
It's a prediction sure to go wrong.
Yeah, okay, so you got a prediction sure to go wrong? For Resistance episode 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Aunt Z is Poe Dameron, but in a weird costume.
Oh, wow, that would be bizarre. I think Aunt Z is Ron Howard's aunt. When he was young, playing Opie. That was Aunt B.
Aunt Z is clearly
knockoff version of Aunt B.
No, she's not the Star Wars version of Aunt B.
It's clearly Unkar Plutt's wife.
She does look like Unkar Plutt.
I think she's the same species.
Species, yeah.
I think that she's his wife, and
Aunt Z is Rey's mama.
Oh Lord, everybody is Rey's mama. All right, so that's it. So let's move on to our next segment. The famous species that sacrificed their lives to bring Mothma the secret information regarding Death Star 2 and Return of the Jedi may not be who we assumed they
They're not Bothans?
There's a big rumor about an Episode 9 teaser making its way through the internet. Is there anything to it?
No.
And after 42 years, we have our first Lady of the Sith. It's time for Hot Takes.
This is where the fun begins.
Well, you want the bad news or the really bad news?
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
Bothans may not be aliens, suggests Lucasfilm exec.
Oh, they might just be like Corellians.
Very similar. So ScreenRant.com reports that Lucasfilm executive Matt Martin.
Matt Martin.
That's going to give us a tour of Lucasfilm in a couple weeks.
From Batu are called?
Batuans?
Bothans, maybe?
Oh, that'd be weird. So let's keep reading here. Matt Martin suggests that Bothans may not be aliens. Bothans played a significant role in Legends stories after getting name-dropped by Mon Mothma in Star Wars Return of the Jedi before the Battle of Endor. Many Bothans died to bring us this information.
Everyone confuses that with the first Death
Star. That's true, they do. The rebel leader said, pertaining to the intel that helped them defeat Emperor Palpatine and the Empire. In the existing canon, however, not much is known about the creatures. Mm-hmm. They're occasionally referenced, like in Star Wars The Clone Wars, when their home planet... So much for your theory, it's already been blown up. Hold on, we gotta just go here.
I tried.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
And you can't say that the whole Thrawn Alliance's Batu thing was before...
No. So they occasionally referenced, like in Star Wars The Clone Wars, when their home planet of Batuu...
Makes more sense.
Yeah, Batuu...
But it still sounds like Batuu, so it
could Bothawi, I don't remember how it's pronounced, sorry, was mentioned. However, fans never really saw any of them on the animated show. Thoughts on this? Go you first, BBNet. Do you think that they're...
Bothans aren't a species. As she says, many Bothans. And people have been speculating that she says the name Bothan is the last name. And that was a joke, of course.
Oh, really? Many of this like family line.
Yeah,
it's funny because they were a playable class in the Battlefront.
The old Battlefront game.
Yeah, the old Battlefront 2 game. They look like these weird like werewolf.
Things. And that's the way they were in the Legends.
And that's how everyone's envisioned them. But
actually, there's like been like two or three versions of them. They were rewritten.
That's true. But I mean, I don't really care. I kind of like it being this vague. We don't know what they look like. It's sort of like this inside joke in Star Wars that we don't know what Bothans look like. And I think they should kind of keep it that way just so we have our own little thing. The fact that they may not be humans doesn't surprise me. You've got Corellians. You've got, you know...
Yeah, why not?
Something like that.
Alderaanians.
I mean, it makes sense. So
Tatooinian? I don't know how that pronounces. Tatooians?
Tatooians. But, I mean... I think that's cool. I just think it's cool that it was Matt Martin. So
yeah, I absolutely thought that was cool. That's one of the reasons I included it.
Really?
Because of that. Yeah, I think, you know, it'll be fun to see how it plays out. I don't think that Star Wars Lucasfilm Story Group employees, members of the Lucasfilm Story Group, throw out too much like this with there being a whole lot of basis to it because they don't want to start making canon in tweets. Which is one of the reasons Pablo Hidalgo has basically said, I've stopped tweeting anything about Star Wars. He's made that like his new role.
Because everyone thinks of his word as like set in stone.
And Matt's a little bit more loose with it, but I don't think that he's out there tweeting. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Matt's, just so you guys know, this may be a little bit of inside scoop if you aren't aware of this, but one of the things he told us was he's the actual Lucasfilm Story Group representative for Season 7 of The Clone Wars. So maybe we'll get some juicy little Season 7 stuff. We won't be able to share any of it. We'll probably just sign an affidavit or something.
But at least we'll know it, and we can like hint to the fact that we know
Wait
it.
Wait a minute.
We can make up stories saying we know it, and we won't say anything.
What about Sammy and I? We're not over the age of consent for an affidavit.
No.
If I signed it, you're signed. So.
Yeah, we can't do it.
Anyway. Well, that's cool. All right, so let's go to the next
one.
Anyway, how credible are those Star Wars Episode 9 trailer rumors?
Oh.
The World Wide Web began buzzing a week or so ago with rumors of a release of the Episode 9 teaser during the big NFL game. Did you know that you can't use the actual title of the big NFL championship game without paying a trademark?
Really?
Like if I said the word Salad Bowl... that would mean nothing. But if I said Superman, Bull without the man.
Bull in place of man?
If I said, like, yeah, if I took the man out, just instead of saying Superman Bull, I would have to pay a trademark fee to NFL. I'm dead serious. So, yeah, so episode, so let's go back and start.
Super Bull cut?
Exactly, yeah, and you know, I've seen some people that have some Super Bull cuts. But anyway, the World Wide Web began buzzing a week or so ago with the release of a rumor of episode 9 teaser during the big NFL game in early February. But...
wait.
Hold on. The rumor apparently found its genesis in a Mike Zero video.
Hold on. Go ahead. I'll say it in a second.
Do you think Disney could release a teaser during the annual football holiday like they did with Solo? They're fighting right now. Since I started this topic, just for all of you listening, Sam and Nate have been like threatening each other with hand motions over who was going to answer this first.
I'm going first.
So I'm gonna let Nate go first.
What?
Because I want to.
It's clear who your favorite is.
So, thanks, Sam. Now you made me forget.
I still know.
I do know one thing. You know, Mike Zero is all of his sources are probably from Pinewood Studios.
But they're a source deep within Pinewood.
Yeah. But that's not true. Apparently, that whole article was express.co.uk.
Right, which is tied straight to Mike Zero. Mike Zero and express.co.uk are the same.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised if Mike Zero is the owner of express.co.uk.
No, that's an actual news source for some reason. But anyway.
That's where I was going to go with it. I mean, I was scrolling through Facebook the other day. I saw this thing that was like, possible title release for episode 9 and trailer release date or whatever. So I like, oh man, well I gotta read this. And I'm like, wait, what's the news source for this? And I hook it up and it's like, express.co.uk states that. And I'm like, yep, nope, I'm not paying attention to that anymore.
I know, I literally skip over anything that says Mike Zero or express.co.uk.
Yep, nope.
Because Mike Zero has made 4 videos about Luke pulling down
the chair. I thought it was 5.
It's like 4 or 5, yeah, anyway. So anyway.
It's obscene.
The point I'm making is this, regardless of that, they did release a solo teaser during the Super Bowl last year.
Did it?
They did. And they remember they did the teaser, and then the next morning on Good Morning America, they did the full trailer.
Uh-huh. I thought they did that for Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football was episode 8, was The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
Solo was last year during the Super Bowl. My question is, will we get like a name announcement and a teaser for episode 9 during the Super Bowl? That game. Sorry.
Well, you actually just
add cut at the end.
Super okay. Cuts.
You when you were talking fast.
It's so hard. Okay, forgive me. Sue me, NFL. My tiny little podcast can pay you 47 cents. All right? Go. Anyway, what do you think? Do you think that they're going to release the teaser and the name during the Super Show?
Super Show. You're like, screw you, NFL. And then you immediately.
Go on.
I really don't know because that's a weird thing to say. It's hard to say because if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. I don't.
Yeah, but do you think that this is why we get paid the big bucks?
Get paid big bucks.
Yeah, we get to speculate on these things and we actually have to have opinions for the show to be any good. So, go, do you think? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Yes or no?
No.
No. Sam?
No, I feel like they did that for Solo because it was coming out in May as opposed to December.
And they're getting low on marketing.
They had done no marketing of the movie at that point. Yeah,
so I feel like, I think they're going to do something with Celebration, just like they did.
Yeah, so the pattern that they did, both with The Force Awakens, Rogue One, I'm pretty sure with Rogue One,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, Rogue One. With The Last Jedi was, they announced a title kind of this time of the year before the movie. You know, like October, November, and then they had your first teaser in December. No, they didn't do that with The Last Jedi.
No, because we got our first look at Celebration.
Yeah, that's true. So what they did with The Last Jedi was the name in December, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
and then the teaser at Celebration.
So you mean a year before, right?
Yeah, exactly. So a year before, and then the teaser at Celebration, and then they did the first full trailer during the Monday Night Football, a special thing that we watched. I remember we went to the hot tub and watched talked about it afterwards.
And then we were like speculating about it for like a couple hours.
Awesome. And we were all wrong on
everything. Everything we speculated, like everybody was, except for Mike Zero. But anyway, no, he was wrong about everything too. Yeah, so I'm going to say no.
Yay, we all agreed on something.
All right, last one. Star Wars adds its first female Sith Lord to canon. But she's not a Lord. She's just a Sith lady is what they call her. But anyway, Shaw. I don't know if it's Shaw or Shaw.
So wait, Asajj wasn't... Oh no, because she wasn't a Lord yet. She was just like an apprentice.
Asajj, yeah. Yeah.
So, but you just said yourself that this isn't, she isn't a Lord.
Well, it's because you're saying Shaw was a female Sith lady. See, lady is female, Lord is male.
Yeah. It's,
remember, like, you've it's watched all of Downton Abbey with us. You should know this, BB Nate.
Yeah, Nate. Come on, pay attention.
Well, I was kind of worried about the first time I watched it, which is basically the only time I watched it. I was worried about seeing NMOs up my nose.
Okay.
I do remember how he had this horrible habit of just shoving random stuff up his nose.
I want to go home and rethink my life.
I remember shoving a Darth Vader lightsaber, Lego lightsaber up my nose.
You shoved
kernels.
You shoved.
Continuously.
You shoved.
The show is
continuing.
Gone off the rails. All right. So Sha'a was a female Sith lady. After hearing of that, a Force-sensitive sculptor named Momin was imprisoned. Lady Sha'a went to free him and made him her apprentice. Wait, this is all spoilers for the comic books. Became the apprentice of Lady Sha'a.
The sculptor that did Vader's castle?
I don't know. Eventually she was slain by her... Yes, I think that is the right one. So... What are we doing? Anyway, eventually she was slain by her apprentice. She carried two red lightsabers. Are you surprised to learn that until now there hasn't been an actual Lady of the Sith? Go, Samuel.
Yes.
You're surprised at that. Now, in Legends, there was a bunch.
Oh, yeah. There was like, what's her name? I know her because I talked to my friends who played.
Go to Barrel and answer that for us. What's that big, that
it's
Knights
like
of the Old
Republic?
It's
like she's like a three, Darth Treya.
That's it?
Yeah. There we go. Okay, anyway. I feel.
And
I feel
apparently... Especially. For Galaxy of Heroes, Ahsoka is a Night Sister. And so...
Yes.
What?
It's like something wrong in the bio.
Oh, that's funny. It says she's okay. A Night Sister. So anyway, are you surprised by this too, BB Nate?
Not really.
All right.
Make
a decision.
I am surprised that... I feel like there's been... more Siths in canon, at least in the
There's
comics.
Not, though. There's only a handful
of
Siths
that
have actually
been
canonized.
Yeah, they've been adding a lot of them
lately. And it's all in the Darth Vader comics that we've completely fallen behind on.
I was so determined to keep up with those when they first started coming out, and then I missed a couple issues.
Oh, yeah, Xana.
You missed the third issue.
Kongus and Talon from the comics, yeah.
Who?
Yeah, it's Yoda Bauer. She's like our resident like Star Wars.
She's like our own like
encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
She's encyclopedia.
Probably looking up all this.
No, stuff. She knows this stuff.
No, I'm certain.
Okay, let's stop here. Everybody listening to this, if you're not subscribed to Yoda Bauer on Twitter and Port Haven Forums on Twitter and Port Haven Forums on YouTube and all the stuff that they do, what are you doing? All right, they are like brilliant. They know what they're talking about. They're really, really, really good, and their insights into different elements of Star Wars is really, really good. So there's your. I did not look those up. See, I told you, you didn't look those up. All right. So anyway, so I'm surprised by it. So, all right, I guess that's it. Let's go to the next topic. I'm just going to have to pause this for just one second. Okay, when we go into this next segment, like this next like bumper, I'm going to have a conversation with my youngest son, and hopefully we can get this show back on track here. All right, it seemed like the Boba Fett film was part of the mix within minutes of the announcement that Disney had purchased Lucasfilm all the way back in 2012.
Yeah.
But... just a few days ago, a reporter tweeted a dagger in the heart of the hopes of Fett fans worldwide. That was really good writing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A dagger in the heart of Fett fans worldwide.
That's me.
Of hopes of
Fett. Is Boba Fett really dead?
No.
Rebellions are built on hope.
If you live long enough, you see the same eyes in different people.
find your lack of faith disturbing.
All right, so just so you know that during that little brief interlude, I had a conversation with BB Nate and explained to him that the funny things that he was doing with his hair while we were trying to record this episode that were causing us to be completely distracted have now stopped. And so we can now focus
can back
on that show. But while we were going through this also, Samuel the Hutt had a question for Yoda Bauer. So the question, Yoda Bauer, is, are you going to be at Celebration? Because we definitely need to, like, you know, connect and have a ice cream cone or something together.
No, Papa John's pizza.
A Papa John's pizza. Okay, something. Well, that's because that's all we ate when we were at
Seriously, we lived off of that stuff.
All right. So, all right. Eric Weber. He's a reporter. He's. I looked up his bio. It wasn't credible? All that impressive, so I didn't really go into it.
Is he credible?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's credible. He tweeted on Friday.
He's not Mike Zero.
He's so. Definitely not Mike Zero. He tweeted out, Kathleen Kennedy just confirmed to me, which if he's having... conversations with Kathleen Kennedy, there's credibility to me. So, Kathleen Kennedy just confirmed to me that Boba Fett movie is 100% dead. 100% focusing on The Mandalorian. That's what the tweet said.
Okay, so...
Well, Sam, or maybe Nate's got an opinion. We gotta let him talk.
I do. Maybe... reporters are kind of famous. Not saying that this is, like... him, and I really don't know what he's done or anything like that, but reporters are kind of infamous for kind of lying.
Some reporters are,
yeah, embellishing the truth.
Yes, so maybe Kathleen Kennedy...
There's been a tendency for some reporters to create news rather than report news.
Okay. Yes, fake there news. Maybe Kathleen Kennedy told him that it is in the works, and he did have a conversation, but maybe he's just... doing what a reporter would do and totally flip that on its head. So first of all, it becomes big. And second of all, people think that it's actually...
BB Nate, I totally get you. You grow up in a cynic family. What I would tell you is this, as a dad moment for the show, think it through. What's a bigger story? That Kathleen Kennedy confirmed that the Boba Fett movie was coming out?
Maybe he had to sign an affidavit.
No, he's not lying about it. So he believes what he wrote. I believe that 100%. What do you think about this, Samuel the Hutt? Because Boba Fett's your dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at a Boba Fett American Tourister suitcase that we're going to be packing some stuff
among
up.
Among many things that I have.
Absolutely.
Judging by the tweet and everything, I feel like it's legit. I'm not in the zone today. I feel like it's legit. It's really saddening because I thought for sure they were going with a Boba Fett movie. So if that's definitely not the case, maybe he'll appear in The Mandalorian.
That's what it seems like to suggest. They said they're 100% focusing on The Mandalorian, and it was in the context of the Boba Fett movie.
So. Right. I feel like he'll either show up in the series or after the series is over, they release a movie.
No,
which is your hope. Correct.
I just want to see Boba Fett after episode 6.
You want to see him out of the Star
Wars? I want to see him alive. I don't care in what circumstance. I don't care what he's doing. I don't care if he runs a churro stand on Tatooine.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I would be a Boba Fett.
He's in a Mexican poncho and everything, wearing the sombrero, and he's just selling churros.
I would definitely buy
or
a churro.
Or maybe he sells
Fett's
like that
churros.
Special tea, the Boba tea.
Boba tea. See?
Boba milk. But as long as he's alive after 6.
All right. So, I think that they've decided that Boba Fett is probably not the best storyline for a whole movie. And so they want to build off of the Mandalorian stuff. That's when they decided to go. They probably nixed the Boba Fett movie the second they decided that Jon Favreau was going to be doing a whole series on the Mandalorians. Because they could build more of a story around multiple characters and still have the Boba Fett vibe versus a Boba Fett movie, which people...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Have you ever thought that Jabba the Hutt has executed a lot of people in the Sarlacc pit? So if he went to execute some more people in the Sarlacc pit, he would want to make sure that they died in the Sarlacc pit. So if Boba Fett could crawl out, what's the point of him executing people there?
No, because he said that you're slowly digested over.
Yes, but why can't Andy, why can't Luke? Why can't, like, let's say Han crawl out?
I don't know. Why could Boba crawl out?
All right.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to continue to move on. Let's talk about the next part of this. Then.
Oh, this is it. I think I've heard something. The barge, the sail barge, when it crashed down, it gashed a hole in the side of the Sarlacc and opened up a hole that he could get out of. I think that's one of the explanations, which makes sense.
And a lot of people are speculating that it is true because Lego did release the Boba Fett character. He was climbing out of the Sarlacc pit.
And Yoda Bauer just chatted with us here on our chat feed here, and she suggested that you can't cancel a movie that was never officially greenlit. And I agree with that.
Thank you.
The reality is that. But if Kathleen Kennedy says there is no Boba Fett movie, then there's not going to be a Boba Fett movie. Yeah,
there's a difference between, like, when the whole thing, like, this a few months ago, where, like, oh my gosh, the Kenobi and Boba Fett movie have been canceled.
Right. I totally agree with that.
Totally different. This is, they're saying there's no chance of a movie like that ever happening, and not the movie's been canceled.
I saw a lot of stuff on Facebook. This was a big thing that I keep seeing, and people are like, oh my gosh, it was canceled. I'm like, and I didn't want to comment on every single one because that would take me an hour because there was so many, that it was never confirmed. It was not even, like, announced that it was going to happen in the least.
Just like Kenobi.
Yeah. So.
Awesome. All right. So then I guess we've got to move forward then, because Boba Fett's not having a movie. Mm-hmm. So with everyone's favorite bounty hunter not getting a story, it begs the question, who is? Who do you think will be the next subject of a Star Wars anthology film? Go. Ooh. Samuel Lahat.
Most people would say Kenobi, and that just makes sense, but I want to see maybe a Maul or something to that effect, sort of like what you did.
Like a continuation of the...
Yeah, I want to see what happened after Solo, you know?
With Solo going to Tatooine to join up with the
Hot Cartels. Or something, or maybe... Before Solo, why is Maul the leader of the...
That would be a really interesting storyline. That would be really cool to see him build Crimson Dawn. I would watch that movie for sure. That would be pretty cool.
I have a few other... Like, a few things that I would think of to be the next subject. One of them is maybe a Vader one, except... That one, I mean, it would be cool, and a lot of people have been asking for it, but most people are thinking if they're going to make it, what would it be? Because,
I mean, literally, 1 through 6 are the Vader saga, so...
But the other ones, I mean, from what's been going on with, first of all, the animated series and this live action, and then Dave Filoni and everything like that, I think that since Dave Filoni, like we talked about during the Mandalorian episode, I think he's going to make an Ahsoka
movie. You want Ahsoka really bad, don't you?
I think that he would enjoy to make his own live-action movie. Not be like another director's directing it. Like him directing an Ahsoka movie.
And we had talked about how maybe this whole him directing an episode of the Mandalorian was a test drive to see how he can direct live-action stuff. So... Yeah, very cool. I could see that too. That'd be a good idea.
Yoda Bowers commented here on the chat. She said Kathleen Kennedy did say a while back that she wanted a Lando film. You think they were going with a Lando? Donald Glover going to be are we going to find out how he gets control of Bespin?
I don't think they start the anthology movie, the new, like...
The next
one with Lando.
Yeah.
Because of the Rocky start with Solo, I don't think you start with Lando. I think you start with something that's... You for sure... Gonna bring people in. Lando seems a little risky. I mean, we'd obviously see it because it's Star Wars, but it's Lando. I mean, he's a cool dude. Not my kind of guy, though. But you make a Kenobi or a Maul or an Ahsoka. Ahsoka maybe is a little tough, but a Maul or a Kenobi? I mean, it'd be easy to pack in.
I would definitely go for a Kenobi. You guys, I've said that from the beginning. Outside of Solo, there's no anthology movie that I wanted more than a Kenobi movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Ewan McGregor reprise that role. I want to see what he's doing on Tatooine more than just sitting as a hermit in some little hovel watching Luke run across the sands. That's a good word. I'd love to see Kenobi. I'd love to see some type of threat that he is battling. That's coming to Tatooine looking for Luke, looking for the chosen one as he believes he is. But Luke never knows about it. Maybe we have some kind of, I know a lot of people have talked about this, some connection with Owen to where their bad blood kicks in. Because there seems to be a little bit of a parting of ways between the two of them by the time we get to episode four. I'd like to see that. And the guy that plays Owen in Revenge of the Sith has suggested at times that he would be okay with coming back and reprising the character. So you bring them both in, I think it would be cool.
Yeah,
hey, and he's a major actor. I can't remember what his name is, but he's done a lot of stuff since then. So.
But you have to do Ewan McGregor.
Oh, like, yeah. You can't do Kenobi without Ewan McGregor.
So. Then it would be worse than doing a Lando movie.
Right. So, so when do you guys think we'll get an announcement of the next anthology film?
Celebration.
Yeah.
At the least, because they haven't announced them this year, then Celebration, very slim chance, I would say.
I don't think they've done a lot of, they haven't done any movie announcements at Celebration in the past. I don't think they announced Rogue One at it. They didn't announce Solo. We all knew those things were coming.
They just kind of announce it.
Yeah, I hope that they decide that Celebration now can become what Comic-Con is for the Marvel movies and stuff like that. They're making all these announcements and they're releasing all this stuff and they're talking about the next wave of movies. Maybe they'll start doing that with Celebration and we'll see that there. I don't think we see a Star Wars anthology movie for at least 4 to 5 years at this point. Yeah, Yoda Bauer's on here commenting, I don't think we'll get another one until after we hear more about the Rian Johnson series or the Game of Thrones series. I think we're going to get a lot of information about that at Celebration.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we get some of that. We get some announcements and that kind of thing. But then potentially maybe we get an anthology film.
Yeah. Rian Johnson's trilogy is going to be all about Tervis.
You think?
Yeah, no, I.
And they're going to announce that Tervis is canon and then announce what the Rian Johnson trilogy is going to be about. And then Israel.
And then you'll have a riot.
This is not going to go the way you think.
That's right. Okay.
It's all pork.
All right. So let's kind of move on, finish things up. I think that pretty much knocks out our main topic for the week. So is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Anything else?
John Williams cancels concert appearance to illness.
Due to illness. That stinks.
But he's all better and he's redoing the concert.
Oh, he's going to go back and do the concert?
Okay. He's going to do more concerts and he's feeling perfectly fine and he's all good.
You know, there was I think Mike Zero actually speculated that this meant that the teaser was actually going to be delayed now because John Williams couldn't record the music for it. And that tells me he doesn't understand the way teasers work. So anyway, what about you, Sam?
There was a major theft was reported to occur on the set of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I think it was the script of the Boba Fett movie, and that's why they can't do it anymore.
It was supposedly a camera.
Okay.
And that's not that big a deal. They can find cameras. What they're worried about is if there was footage on there.
Ah, we haven't seen any footage. You'd think they would have seen footage.
You'd think they would have leaked it, but then again, if the person who stole it had half a brain, and you threw this out there, that they use it as a hostage, in a way, leverage,
auctioning it off to Mike Zero and to TMZ and to.
Well, the thing is, Star Wars can sue any of them.
Oh, they can sue it.
No, people get footage and stuff like this that is sold to them and they protect their sources and that kind of stuff. Yeah. I don't think that that's what's going to happen.
I think that something would have happened by now.
Yeah, you're probably
so right. I think we're fine. I think they just stole a camera. It's dumb.
Nobody watches TMZ anymore, so if it's TMZ.
Oh, yeah, they do.
That's
Yoda Bauer said that there was a theft. They stole her heart when they canceled the Boba Fett.
That's a good one.
Earlier she said, aren't we all just Boba Fett?
Right.
That's true. For me it was the box office prospects for Star Wars Episode 9, which we still don't have a title for, by the way. It starts with the. Mark Hamill tweeted that out.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw something. It was episode 9 title leaked, and it was some screenshot of one of the scenes from, I think it was Futurama or something like that. They were standing outside in a theater, and it said Star Wars episode 9, Yoda's bar mitzvah.
Oh, that's funny. The prospects for Star Wars episode 9 just got much brighter, and that's because Wonder Woman 1984 and Dark and James Bond 25, I guess the 25th James Bond movie.
The 25th?
There's all these Bond movies, or these all these big mega box office movies.
Captain Marvel.
tentpole movies that were scheduled to come out right around the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And they've all been moved. And so I feel like there's two things happening with that. I think that there's production stuff going on with some of these other movies. But I think the other people, everybody knows, you just don't go up against Star Wars Episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be Solo. It's going to be like take Episode 8, The Last Jedi, and go crazy. Yes, of course, Yoda Bauer's got the Force Awakens, The Last Jedi from his nap.
Yeah, that's been a good one.
Absolutely. So, so anyway, that's what we got going on there. All right, let's talk about finish this thing up with our poll. I'm gonna call a slight audible on our poll. We're gonna have a different direction.
You can't do that.
Same poll, but we're gonna add a different. We're gonna change one of the possibilities. So with Boba Fett officially off the table, who do you think will be the subject of the next Star Wars anthology film? We're gonna go Maul, Kenobi for BB Nate. We're gonna go Ahsoka, and then someone else. Please comment. So that'll be good. Thanks for listening to what is our podcast called?
I'm pretty sure it's called Tatooine Sons.
Tatooine Sons, S-O-N-S, a Star Wars podcast.
Give me trouble there, Dad.
I'm having a day. And please subscribe. I know we talked about that. If you're listening to it, whatever podcast you're on, listen to it so you can get updated episodes. Every time we split out an episode, you'll know about it. Subscribe to us. Give us a rating. We're at 44 ratings. We'd love to get to 50. Give us a review. We're at 23. We'd love to get to 25 on iTunes. That would be awesome. Please share us. Let's help promote positive, family-friendly Star Wars content that doesn't talk about like use bad words and stuff like that.
Not bad people.
Yes, and thank you, Yoda, for being like our guest or sort of like our pseudo guest on the show. That was kind of cool.
Assistant,
it's like she's off screen telling us all the information we actually don't know about Star Wars, which is cool. So that's it, I guess. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
This party's over.
I like that Wookiee.
Don't get technical with me.
Droid, please.